Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf ches. We're holding at the very top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Ulamai de Salik Adaitin Me'ikara, according to our original Havamina. What is this all about? So to understand the next Gemara, we have to do a quick chazara of yesterday's Gemara to understand where we're coming from and where we're going to. So back on Zayin Amud Aleph, on the very, very bottom of the Amud, the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef, who is saying in the name of Rav Yehuda. This is three lines from the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Yosef is quoting from Rav Yehuda, if instead of a movi going straight from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, like we normally would have a movi mafulash going straight, here if the movi ends in a rochba means the backyard of a house, ain't tzorach klum, you don't need anything on the side of the rochba. You need it at the very beginning of the movi, when you walk into the movi, you need a lechi or a koira. But when you hit the rochba, you don't need anything. Again, we have a fairly nice picture here on the bottom of the Amud Aleph in the corner. You see there it says, Rishus HaRabim on the left-hand side. Then a person enters into the Mavoi. And then for that person who's in the Mavoi to get all the way to the next Rishus HaRabim, he has to go through a rochba. So now at the beginning, when you're entering into the Mavoi, notice there's a little bit of a something sticking out. That's our lechi. Then that's fine. But when the movi ends, he doesn't need anything according to this man. The Amar, it's as if he hit a brick wall. It's as if you have three walls like your regular movi sosum. All you need at the beginning of the movi is your lechi or kaira. And kushav yushain tzarklum. At the mokim where the movi hits the rochba, you need nothing. That was Rav Yehuda and the Amar Aleph. There was some question as to this Rav Yehuda. Is he saying in the name of Rav? Or is he saying in the name of Shmuel? Sigmar says it must be that he's saying the name of Shmuel, because otherwise I would have a stira Rav on Rav. What does Rav say? So now on Zayin Amud Beis, we had Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omer Rav. This is on the second line. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omer Rav says, a movi shenifretz b'miluay l'chotzer. This case of Rav is basically identical to the case of Rav Yehuda on the Amud Aleph, with one small change. And that is, take out the word Rochba on the Amud Aleph and insert the word Chotzer. So again, you have a Mavoi, which instead of going from Rishus HaRabim directly into Rishus HaRabim, before it hits the second Rishus HaRabim, it ends into a Chotzer. And then from the Chotzer, it goes straight into the Rishus HaRabim. And remember, we explained yesterday the nafkimini between a Rochba and a Chotzer. A Chotzer is in front of the house, like a front yard, while a Rochba is in back of the house. And it's only used very infrequently for storage and things of that nature. Okay. What does Rav say about this movi that hits the chotzer? Oh, movi osir. You better do something for this movi. Otherwise, you won't be able to carry in the movi, and therefore you got to do something. What would that something be? Presumably, where you hit the chotzer, you'd have to put up a lechi, or a koira, or a teresa pesach, or a deles, something. Otherwise, it is mavui is asur. And the Gemara said that these two memris, the memra of Rav Yehuda and the Amud Aleph, and the memra of Rav and the Amud Beis, they could not be by the same author. Meaning that Rav Yehuda and the Amud Aleph could not be quoting Rav, because otherwise there would be a stira between Rav and Rav bitarti, for two reasons. What were the two reasons? So we went through it yesterday, we'll explain it quickly now, and we're going to go through it again shortly in the Gemara. Reason number one why Rav here in the Amud Beis requires that you do something for that Mavoi, because otherwise it's basically a Mavoi Mefulash. What's a Mavoi Mefulash? You know Mavoi Mefulash means that from one end of the Mavoi to the other end of the Mavoi, you go straight through from Rishus HaRabim, Mavoi, Rishus HaRabim. That's a mavi mefulash. when we talk about Mavi Stam, it's referring to a Mavi Sosum, a Mavi She'enim, a Fulash, which is your three walls, your cul-de-sac, your dead end. Ah, so Rav in the Omid Bey says that this Mavi that goes into the Chotzer and straight from the Chotzer into the Shusarabim, it's really, really just an extended Mavi Mefulash situation. So that instead of going Rishusarabim, Mavi Rishusarabim, it's Rishusarabim, Mavi Chotzer Rishusarabim. But it's basically all the same. And as you see in the picture on Zayin Amud Aleph, when you start off your Mavi Rishusarabim, you're in your car, you go straight, you get to Rachba, you continue going straight, and Rishusarabim straight. So it's just an extended Mavi Mefulash. And that being the case, that's why Rav says in the Amud Beis, the Mavi is also, you gotta do something. Put up Lamushal at Tzuris HaPesach, and then that would work by a Mavi Mefulash. But otherwise, it's awesome. Here on the Omer Aleph, however, we didn't say anything about putting up anything. It's Ein Tzorach Klum. Gunish, you don't need anything. So that's already the first of the two rayas that the two memories could not be both said by Rav. Raya number two, explained Rashi yesterday. This has to do with Diyurin. What's my diurin? Diurin means people that live inside the chotzer. Since they have the right of way into the mavoi, then they destroy the right of the mavoi inhabitants, residents, etc., to carry without a shitufei mavois, because of the fact that you have these outsiders, these bnei chotzer, going, walking into their mavoi. And that's the reason why it says Mavi Asa. That's why you got to put up a wall, you got to put up a Tzuris HaPesach, you got to do something because of the traffic that is walking in the Mavi. Ah, that's why the Mavi would be Asa. Now back on the Omer Aleph, that's what Rav Yehuda Taka holds. Rav Yehuda, notice, says we're talking about a Mavi Shekola LaRachba. Why didn't he talk about also a case of a Mavi Shekola L'Chotzer? Because of Yehuda and the Omer Aleph feel that if it went into the Chotzer, you in fact, Tzorach Klum, not Ein Tzorach Klum, Tzorach Klum, you need something. Because the Menei Chotzer would be infringing on the rights of the Menei Mavi, and therefore you'd have to do something. Ah, however, in the Omer Beis, he's not worried about them. So that's why the Omer Aleph talks about a Rachba, not a Chotzer, because Rachba, by definition, doesn't have quote-unquote diurin. Nobody lives in the Rachba. People only visit the Rachba once in a yovel, once every 3 months, when they have to go and take out a barrel, or put in a barrel, or take out firewood, put back firewood. This is not your normal place. This is what we call, here in America, long-term storage. You leave stuff over there, you don't think about it for the next 3 months, 6 months, etc., or until after the person passes away, and then the Yorshim figure out what to do with whatever's there, and it's usually that they put it into the trash bin. But anyway, point is, since the Omer Aleph, Rav Yehuda, said we're talking about Rachba, he is concerned about diurin. Rav, on the other hand, on the Omer Beis, is not concerned about diurin. Rav's total focus is only on the mefulish aspect of it. That because of the fact that people go through that chotzer straight into the shusarabim, that's the why the movi is usher. Because if Rav was concerned about the urin, why does it have to say that nivritza chotzer kinegdoi? Even if it wasn't nivritza chotzer kinegdoi, even if there was a wall at the end of that chotzer, the reason why it should be usher is because the diurin, the people that live in that chotzer, have the right of way into the mavoi. That's the reason why it should be usher. The fact that Rav talks about nifritz chotzer kenegdoi, it sounds like his sole concern is the mafulash concern and not the diurin concern. And because of that, says the Gemara, we have a machloikis betarti, and therefore the Omer Aleph cannot go according to Rav, it has to go according to Shmuel. That was the Gemara's Havana. The Gemara concluded, however, on the bottom of the Yomid, as you will recall the last two lines. No, you can go and say, Derav, Derav, Namalei Kasha. The Omid Aleph can go according to Rav, and the here on the Omid Beis is certainly Rav. How could you find the two to be consistent? Kan she'irvu, b'nei achotim, b'nei movi, kan she'loi irvu. It all depends whether you made an Eidav. Meaning, your concern about the urine walking from the chotzer into the mavoi, that is only a concern if there was no erev. If they made an erev, really a shituf mavois, that would allow for the bnei chotzer to walk and to carry into the mavoi, then there's nothing to worry about. Then the diurin don't stare, the diurin don't interfere. And that's why back on the Amud Aleph says Rav Yehuda, even in the name of Rav, you know why Rochba there is no problem? Because Rochba has no diurin. So therefore it's as if we're talking about a case of a chotzer with the urine, with an Erev. Once it's an Erev, there's no concern. So the Rochban, the Omer Aleph, is the legal equivalent of the urine in the Chotzer, the Omer Beis, plus an Erev. The reason why it said at the top of the Omer, Movi Aser, is because they didn't make an Erev. And that's what the Gemara is saying, Kan She'irvu, Kan Loi Irvu. Here in the top of the Omer Beis, there was no Erev. And that's the reason why the Bnei Chotzer assert on the Bnei Movi to be able to go and carry. That's why it says Movi Aser. But in the Amud Aleph, we didn't have that concern because a Rochba is the legal equivalent of the urine plus an Erev, because the Bnei Rochba don't interfere with the Movi. People that live, quote-unquote, in the Rochba don't go into the Movi except for once a year, because they don't go into the Rochba except for once a year. So that's why it's not a concern. Now, a lot of what we've been just saying until now is now going to repeat it in the Gemara. So what we have concluded is, Baruch Hashem, we thought that Rav Yehuda on the Amud Aleph is irreconcilable with Rav on the Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, no, we could learn that Rav Yehuda on the Amud Aleph also stems with Rav. I, the apparent inconsistency, kan mitten erev, kan unen erev. And now the Gemara basically repeats and frakes, ulamayi disolik adaitin meyakara. According to your original havamina, what was the original havam? That ben she'irvu ben she'loi irvu pligi, that we didn't make a fuss about irvu, it's only now at the end in the teretz we said, kan she'irvu kan she'loi irvu, but l'chadchila we assumed that irvu loi irvu is loi ma'ala v'loi marid, so frak the Gemara, the irvu b'may pligi, b'shaloi irvu b'may pligi. So what was the havamina? In the case where there was an erev, what would have been the machloikis between Amud Aleph and Amud Beis? In other words, Rav Yehuda in the case of the Rochba, and Rav in the case of the Chotz and the Amud Beis, what would be the machloikis? As well as b'shaloi irvu b'may pligi. What's the machloikis if there is no erev? And the Gemara says, Bishaloi irvu pligi ben niram yibachut bishavim bimifnim. Bishaloi irvu means we have a diurin problem. There were no erevin, so therefore all the bnei chotzer have a right to walk into the mavoi. That is a problem according to the Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph means Rav Yehuda. Rav doesn't seem to be bothered by that because Rav is only concerned about the mafulish aspect, that they happen to be zeh keneged zeh, going straight from the mavoi chotzer into the shusharam. So apparently he's not concerned about the diurin. Why is he not concerned about the diurin? I'll tell you why. Because we're talking about nirmi b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim. What does that mean, nirmi b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim? We've learned since the beginning of the Masechta that when you make a mavoi and you want to be able to go and carry in the mavoi, you have to make a lechi or kaya. Where do you put that lechi? So the lechi extends from one of the two walls where you're entering into the mavoi, and you see the lechi. Now what happens if instead of putting the lechi in the ear space between the two walls, what happens if you put the lechi on the other side of the wall? Meaning, again, jutting out of the wall, but not into the opening of the mavoi, but rather parallel to the side. It's next to the mavoi, but on the other side, sticking out. Would that also be good? The Gemara talks about that in Yechim tomorrow and further in the Masechta. That's what we call Nirami Bachutz. You could see the Lechi from outside. If you're standing in the Rishis HaRabim, you see that Lechi. Because I want to enter into the Mavoi, and someone said, well, isn't that a strange architecture that out of this wall there's this protruding additional pole? What's that pole doing there? all because he's a Mavi. What means a Mavi? You never learned Masechtas Eidavin? Where have you been for the last few days? The purpose of a Lechi is you should be able to go and carry in the Mavi. Why can't I carry otherwise? Because Min HaTorah, you can carry, it has three walls. But I'm afraid that people outside or inside are going to make a mistake. How come here I'm allowed to carry? How come there I'm not allowed to carry? So we put up a Lechi. But you have to be able to see that Lechi. The question is, who has to see the Lechi? Do the B'nai Mavi have to see the Lechi? Or do B'nai Rishus HaRabim have to see the Lechi? So if you put the Lechi up, and it's not within the ear space between right wall and left wall, but rather it's to the right of the right wall, or it's to the left of the left wall, and you see it jutting out, but only if you're standing Rishus HaRabim, not if you're standing in the Mavi, is that kosher or not? Says the Gemara, that's basically our case here too. What do you mean that's basically our case? What are you talking about? So again, if you look at the picture on Zayin Amud Aleph, very, very instructive this picture, that you're in the Mavli, and now you're looking at the Rochba. There is no Lechi, there is no Kaira. No, one second, there is a Lechi. Where's the Lechi? In fact, there are two Lechis. The two Lechis are that when you're leaving the Mavli, about to enter into the Rochba, if you make a right turn, notice there's still a little piece of house sticking out, both on the top and on the bottom. It's not flush with the wall of the bayis, but rather this rochba is wider than the mavoi. And therefore, if you happen to be in the mavoi, you don't see any protrusions, you don't see anything sticking out, because you only have tunnel vision, you only have your mavoi, and when you look straight ahead, beyond the mavoi, you see a rochba, you see Rishus HaRabim. But if you're living in the Rachba, if you're standing in the Rachba, then before you get into the Mavu, you notice that both to the right and to the left of the Mavu, you have those pieces sticking out, to the right and to the left. Rashi calls them Gifufi, which is the same as our Lechis that we're talking about. And that says the Gemara, that's the Machloikis now between the Mandiyoma Rav Yehuda on the Omid Aleph and Rav on the Omid Beis. And that is, do these Gifufi, these protrusions that you don't see inside the Mavi, you only see it outside the Mavi. That's what the Gemara calls, it's nira mi bachutz, when you're in the Rachba, or if you're in the Chatzer, you see them. But chom mi mefnim, when you're in the Mavi, you don't see anything, because just go straight walls and the walls end, I don't see anything else, that's where it ends. Question is whether you can go and carry now in the Mavi. Aha! Says the Gemara, according to the Gemara back on Daf Zayin Omid Aleph, he holds nira mi bechutz v'shavim mi befnim. By a chotzer is good, and by a rochba is good, and that's why loit tzorech, you don't have to do anything more. Rav says, oh no, it's no good. I don't see anything. And therefore you're going to have to go and do something about it. That's why it says that it's Asur. Take a quick look at the Rashi over here. This is Rashi, second of the narrow lines. The pligi be'ami roi v'kami b'kami b'kin. We're going to see tomorrow in Daf Tes. Can you see it on both sides or can you not? The B'nai Rachba see those two protrusions on both sides, but the B'nai Mavi don't. V'achanami hanach kifufi. Kifufi are those extensions of the walls. The Isle Chatzer ho'oidfim al roichav pirtzas ha'movi. Those are broader, those are wider than the width of the Mavi, because the Mavi comes to an end when it hits the Rachba, but the Rachba continues on in both directions. And near Bimachutz, you see those Gifufi, you see those Lechis, you see those parts of the wall, where inside the Rachba, in the Chatzer or the Rachba, and they don't see that the wall is broken through, they just see a normal wall and everything is fine. The Ois Masinami Lehav, Hilkach Avagav Deshom Mifnim. The people in the Mavi don't see the Gifufi, they don't see the right and the left when you leave the Rachba. They only see the Mavi itself. As far as they're concerned, they see that entering into the Rachba, we've opened up the Koisel to its fullest, meaning that both sides of the Mavi open up, there are no Petzimen, there are no mashkoif, there's no delis, there's nothing, it's totally open. Filhochi the Rav, Mahani, Hani Gifufi, Leshavya, Pischa, Legabe, Mover. According to Rav, these Gifufi, these two right and left in the Rochba, they help to make this a Pesach, Legabe, Mover, Ki Hekin, the Meshavale, Pischa, Legabe, Chotzer. Just like it helps for the Pesach on the Chotzer side, the people standing in the Chotzer, they see the right and the left Gifufi. Gifufi are like a mezuzois, are like lechis. So it helps out for the inside too. And then Rashi quotes from a Gemara later on, Kais Tektana, Mitchum will get to it. Now skipping all the way toward the end of the Rashi, where it says, V'kam and daf mem tes, the next line, Ushmul sova, Shmul is Rav Yehuda Omer Shmul on the Omer Aleph, Eini v'mishim shir l'movoy, Upirzi, v'diri chotzer oisun olav im loy irvo. Aha. So therefore, again, back to the Zion Omer Aleph, where we have Rav Yehuda. You know why Rav Yehuda says that we're talking about a rochba and not about a chotzer, because if we're talking about a chotzer, the bnei chotzer are walking into the mavui and there was no eruv, right? It's talking about b'shaloi irvu, and therefore they are going to cause all types of problems in terms of being able to carry inside this mavui. Aye, but don't you have the gifufi, which are make that wall like into a machitza? What's the problem? I don't see those gifufi from the mavui side. From the mavui side, I only see it from the chotzer side. No good. I have to go and have a machitza where I actually see it, if I happen to be living in the mavui. And since that's no good, that's why the Zion Amud Aleph says Rav Yehuda, I'm talking not about a chotzer, I'm talking about a rochba. Rochba doesn't have diuri, and therefore I don't have to worry about a machitza, I don't have to worry about walking into the mavui, because the rochba, people don't walk from the rochba except once a year, once in a yovel. However, Rav on the Amud Beis disagrees, and he says, no, that I am concerned about the fact that people are walking from one to the other. And therefore Rav disagrees with Shmuel and the Amud Beis. Shmuel and the Amud Beis says, I'm talking about a rochba, I'm not talking about a chotzer, because the chotzer, the diurin, would interfere. Rav says, no, the people from the chotzer do not interfere. Why don't they interfere? Because I got a machitza there. What type of machitza do I got? I have machitza because I have gifufi from both sides, and just like that machitza works for the b'nei chotzer, it works for the b'nei mavui, and therefore out the din of treading one on the other, says Rav, that's not a concern. Says Rav Yehuda on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, it is a concern. That's why I'm going to talk about Rochba and not about Chotzer. Yes, Barry, I see you have a question.
Yeah, in the beginning of the stuff that we talked about, Machlokas, if the whole thing was Mishum Heker or Mishum Machitza.
Right.
It feels like we completely dropped the idea of Heker, mm-hmm. because Heker would not work at all in this situation. So we're only talking about Machitza. Are we abandoning the problem of Heker, or what happened to Heker here? Because there's no Heker from inside the Mavoi if these Gefufi, if these extensions on the side are not visible at all. It's a straight mavoi.
Now, what you're saying is correct. That bothered me as well. It seems to me that although Rashi is bringing from the Gemara later on about Nidan Mira b'mechutz v'shav mefnim, there it's talking about regular lechis, either for Heker or for Machitza, like you mentioned a moment ago. Our Gemara is really not going b'tardis lechi, it's going b'tardis, that's why Rashi doesn't even mention the word lechi throughout, he only mentions kifufi. It's just to determine whether or not that back wall of the Movi, when I say back wall, there really is no wall. It's an opening that goes into the Chotzer or the Rochba. Would we give it the status of a halachic wall? What would make it a halachic wall? Halachic wall is that I got a wall, and in the middle of the wall I have a Pesach. From the Movi perspective, I don't have a wall with a Pesach. It's Posach Pirtze B'miluai. There's nothing to the right, nothing to the left. The walls on the right and left ended, I guess, have an opening. However, the people that live in the Chotzer, that live in the Rochba, when they look towards the Mavui, I got a full wall over here. What are you talking about? On the right-hand side of the Mavui, you got 25 feet. On the left-hand side of the Mavui, you have 25 feet. And I have a Pesach in between, which is less than 10 amos, and it's a regular wall. Can you attribute that wall only to the Bnei Chatzah and Bnei Rachba, or can you go and attribute that wall to the Bnei Mavoi? And you'd say, from the Bnei Mavoi's perspective, there's no wall there. Oh,
nothing.
If you hold Nirbi B'chutz B'shob B'fnim, it's just like it helps as a wall for the Bnei Chatzah. It also helps as a wall for the Bnei Mavoi. So then I got a wall. So it's like a Mavoi Sosum. Once I got a Mavoi Sosum, as long as I have a Lechi V'Koyra at the outset where I'm walking in, I'm allowed to go and carry throughout the entire Mavoi. Good.
And even if you have a Mavoi that's Metukun and has Lechi's Koras, just in general, you still need Chituvim Mavois in order to be able to carry.
Only need Chituvim Mavois if you have Bnei Chotzer that are carrying or have the potential of carrying in the Mavoi, that you have traffic coming. If you have a situation during the summer where Chas V'Shalom this Krona, and nobody is there, everybody has abandoned New York and this entire Chotzer and this entire Mavoi situation, they moved to Arizona for 6 months, so there's no Diurim, then you don't need a Shetuvah Mavois because nobody's walking back and forth. Then it becomes like a Bnei Rachba situation, no longer Bnei Chotzer walking in.
Forget for a second, if it's an area where there's no inhabitants, but it's confined by halachic space to make it one rishus, you don't need anything further to permit carrying within that space?
If it's
permitted?
You're talking about in the Rachba itself? In the Rachba itself?
Not for the Rachba, to the Mavi, which is around, because within the Rachba, it's not considered open.
Does it have machitzas on all sides? Does it have machitzas on all sides?
And halach machitzas, yes, effectively. Everyone's saying.
Then you're fine. You wouldn't need a native.
Thank you.
So getting back to our Gemara. So, again, this is all a Midas Salka Daitach Menichara. We're just reviewing what the Havamina was before we came to the Teretz of Baruch Hashem. Kan be'irva, kan be'shaloyver. There was a Machlaikis. And that's why we felt that Rav Yehuda on the Amud Aleph cannot be Rav. So in the case of Bishaloi Irvu, the machlok is benirim b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim, and as we just explained, that according to Rav Yehuda on the Amud Aleph, we say that it's not considered to be a wall, but rather it's considered to be just an opening. You don't have the benefit of a wall, a machitza there, and therefore als chotzer it would be osur to carry in the mavoi, because the chotzer had the right of access and the right of walking in the mavoi. That's why says Rav Yehuda on the Amud Aleph, we're talking about a rachba and not about a chotzer, because Rachba doesn't have any foot traffic, nobody passes through. Asher Enkin, Rav in the Amud Bey says, that is not a concern. Diurim is not a concern. Why is not a concern? Because I have a proper machitza. Where's my proper machitza? It's nearly the chotzer, Shabbat Mufnim. Since it's a machitza on the chotzer side, we deem it to be a machitza as well on the Mavi side. Okay, that's Bishaloi Yivu. What about Be'irvu? Kamifli Bid Rav Yosef. The Amr of Yosef, Leishonu. So now, if in the case that there was an Erev, so I don't have a diurin issue, but I do have a mafulosh issue. What's the mafulosh? That if I'm standing in the Mavoi and I'm looking straight ahead, beyond the Rachba, beyond the Chatzar, I'm in the Rishus Rabin. So it's like a Mavoi mafulosh. So Machlech is Rav Yosef. Remember Rav Yosef, Leishonu, Ele Shekoluli Emtzer Rachba. That that we said back on Zayin Omer Aleph, that Einoit Tzorach Klum, when your Mavi ends in the Rachba, that's talking about that it ends in the middle of the Rachba. Avakolet Tzide Rachba, what happens if the wall of the Mavi is flush with the wall of the Rachba, then it would be Asur. Meaning, if you go back again to Zayin Amud Aleph to the picture, if you would have either on the bottom or on the top of the picture, where you see that wall that it says on a bias on top or the bias on the bottom, if you push that wall so that it would be an extension of the wall of the Mavoi, so if you're walking from the Mavoi, you would walk through the Rachba, and it's the same wall just continuing on. This was Mavoi wall, this is now Rachba wall, and now we go into the Rishus HaRavim. Rav Yosef says, in such a case, then everybody would agree that it's Asur. Why would everybody agree in such a case that it's Asur? Because then that would be a real mefulosh situation, because the Mavoi just continues on. The Mavoi, yes, it's true, there is this halachic status, something called a Rachba, but as far as me, The person walking the movie is concerned, I don't see Rachba, I just see the wall just keeps on going on and on and on, and I hit the Rishus Rabim, and I'm now into a Rishus Rabim. So this is a real Mokim Mefulash. So says Rabbi Yosef, when is there a Machloikis, whether it's Mefulash or not? We're back on Zayin Omer Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not concerned about Mefulash. That's because the Rachba is broader and wider than the Mavi. So it's not Mefulash. When I leave the Mavi, I'm in this new place called Rachba, and then afterwards I go into a newer place called Rishus Rabim. It's not a Mavi Mefulash. It's if the buck stops here, the Mavi ended when we got to the Rachba. That's why I say that it's Mutter. You don't need anything. Says Rav on the Amud Beis, oh no, no, no. Since it goes straight through, it's the traffic, the foot traffic, the wagons, the cars, all are going to go straight from Shisram to Shisram through the Rachba. It's Mefulash, and therefore you need to go and do something, like put up a Tzuras of Pesach. Masha Enkein, says Rav Yosef, it was called the Tzidei Rachba. Tzidei Rachba means that one of the walls was flush with the Rachba, then everybody would agree, even Rav Yehuda and the Amud Aleph would agree that it's also to go and carry. Why is also to go and carry? Because this is mamish a mefulash. It goes straight through into from one Rishus Rabim to the other Rishus Rabim. That was all according to the Havamina. So here we could put two dots and say, fine, Havamina is over according to the Maskana. Both the Rav Yehuda and the Amud Aleph and Rav and the Amud Beis could be consistent because kansha irvu kansha lo irvu. Amar Rabba. So now Rabba and Rav Misharshia are both going to come and limit a little bit what Rav Yosef just said. Omer Abba, Hod Yamris, that you just said now, Rav Yosef, that the Emter Rochba Mutter, that if you go and have the Movi end in the middle of the Rochba, it's Mutter according to Rav Yehuda on Zayin Omer Aleph, Lo Yamarin Elezeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. That's Tafka where the opening of the Rishus Rabim, and when you're leaving the Movi to enter the Rachba, although you could see from there into the Rishus Rabim, but it's not straight. You got to go a little bit to the side. You got to make a slight, either a right turn or a slight left turn. We're not talking about a Movi Okum. What we just mean to say is that it doesn't just go straight ahead. If it goes straight ahead, weiter it's osir. Why is it osir? Because again, it looks straight like a Movi Mefulash. I am to be in the Rishus Rabim. I need to get to the other Rishus Rabim. My GPS or my way says, just go straight through this Movi. And in fact, I look through the windshield, and from the beginning of the Movi to the next Rishus Rabim, straight, straight, straight. So that really looks like a Movi Mefulash. If it's a Movi Mefulash, then you'd have to have Hatzuras HaPesach, or a Delis, etc., to be Misakit. So that we said on Zayin Omer Aleph by the Rochba Ein Tzorach Klum, it means that the entrance way to the Rishus Rabim at the end of the Rochba is Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. It's not exactly parallel, it's a little bit to the right or to the left. Omer Misharshi says, I'm going to add another level. That you just finished saying, that Rav Yosef's case mit Rav Yehuda's case on Zayin Amud Aleph Shekol Li Emtzer Rochba, that it's Mutter Zesh Lo Keneged Zeh Lo Yamon El Rochba De Rabim. That's talking about the Rochba that we had there belonged to two or more people, which you remember in the picture on Zayin Amud Aleph was the case, because there was one Balabayas who lived on top and one Balabayas who lived on the bottom, so therefore the Rochba was a common area. If it's only one person that owns the entire Rachba, you know what he might do? He might decide, I don't need so much space for my Rachba. I only use my Rachba once a year anyway. And therefore he might decide to go and expand, add an annex, make a larger house. And guess what's going to happen? Then they're going to move the borderline between bias and Rachba, so now it's going to be flush. What might happen is that eventually, in a year or two or three or four, they might go and push over the bias, so now that the wall of the Rachba is going to be flush with the wall of the Mavoi, and we already said, according to Rav Yosef, that if it's called Letzire Rachba, it's Osir. So even though this hasn't happened yet, and it may never happen, But just the fact that the rachum belongs to one person, that potential is already enough to give it the status as if it's mobi shekolo tzidei rachba. The osur, even Rav Yehuda on the Amud Aleph would hold that it is osur and you gotta do something, not like ein tzura klum, but you gotta go and fix it up. You'd have to go and make lechoyra a tzuras of Pesach over there where you enter into the rachba. It's interesting where it goes and tells us that this hasn't happened yet, but something might happen, and therefore you already got to be concerned about it now. They tell the story, I may be off on a couple of details, but they tell the story that Reb Moshe Zatzal, when he lived on the Lower East Side, he saw some Altayidin that were carrying on Shabbos on the Lower East Side. And he asked them, why are you doing that? So they said, don't you know, there was a great Goyin, I think his name is Rabbi Rabinowitz, whatever it was, who back in 1880, 1890, he put up he was machsher and Erev in the Lower East Side, and we are relying on that. And Reb Moshe investigated that Erev, and it turned out the Erev was based on that the subway at the time of the Lower East Side was elevated, just like you have in Buru Park on 13th Avenue, McDonald's, or not McDonald's, what's that called? Whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Anyway, the point is, New Utrecht. You have that the tracks are overboard. But I'm thinking of New Utrecht in the middle of Buru Park, where you have the elevated, you still have train tracks and trains which go on top as opposed to underneath the ground. That being the case, that's easy to make an Erev, because you have poles everywhere, you got your lechis, and then on top of that, the train tracks or the, whatever, the steel bars that connect from one pole to the other, that would be like a normal Tzuras of Pesach. The problem is that they removed that in the Lower East Side like in 1910 and 1920. So by the time Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal came to the Lower East Side, that was history. But those out to Eden, they were never told that the basis of the Erev from 1880 was because of the tracks. They were just told that there's an Erev you're allowed to carry. So they just kept on carrying and they got carried away. They were carrying into 1920 and 1930, even though those subways were already obsolete. They were now underground, no elevated any longer. This is the same type of concern that we're talking about in our Gemara. At the moment, the Rachba is taka wider than the Movoi, and therefore, that would be okay. I'm not worried about the Mefulosh issue. However, since eventually if the Rachba belongs to one individual, he might go and push his bias till the end and truncate and limit the size of the rachba. So now the rachba is going to be, the wall of the rachba is going to be, it's going to be exactly flush with the wall of the mavoi. So then, says my Rav Misharshia, then it becomes like a mavoi mefulosh, and even Rav Yehuda on Zayin Amud Aleph would agree that you have to go and do some sort of tikkun because you have a mavoi mefulosh. Okay. Now, why is there taka difference between Rabim and Yochid? So the Gemara says, "We know Taimur Dishan Lembein Rachba the Rabim and Rachba the Yochid." We just finished from Mishar. She said, "Only if the Rachba belongs to one person. If this is a common backyard situation, then you're not worried." Where do we see this distinction? You had a very interesting movi. Instead of having normal walls, one of the walls was an ashba, a huge garbage dump, and the other wall was a sea wall. Okay, but Lamaisa got walls. Each one of these walls is higher than 10 tefachim. It's 5, 10, 20, 30 yards long, so I got in my mavoi and everything is fine. When Rebbe saw this or heard about it, he didn't want to say that it's mutalach, he didn't want to say that it's aser. Why not? At the moment there are machitzas, no question of machitzas. You got your ashba from this side, and you got from the other side, you got your yam. However, because chayshina, maybe circumstances will change. Shematinot l'ashba, maybe eventually somebody's going to clean up this mess and take away the ashba. We're going to lose a wall of the mavoi. V'yal hayam sirta, maybe the other sea wall, maybe that will go and be undone as a result of some sort of major storm, Sandy or Hurricane Sandy or something like that, which is going to overpower that sea wall, so that the sea wall will either become straightened out or it's just going to fall or whatever. And guess what? I'm not going to have a machitza on that side either. So by the ashpa, so therefore, says Rabbi, I don't want to say anything because although now it's kosher, in a month from now, in a year from now, things will change, and they'll say that Rabbi was martyred a year ago, and if it was kosher for Rabbi, it's kosher for us, and don't try to change the facts, and don't try to change the law. We're going to rely on Rabbi. So now we see that we have to worry about shemetinotel ashpa. Do we in fact have such a concern? But now we have another Mishnah. Mishnah, later on in our Masechta, says, Ashba b'rishus harabim, gvoi yutvachim. Now notice, the previous Ashba just said Ashba, here it says Ashba b'rishus harabim. Ashba b'rishus harabim, gvoi yutvachim, it's 10 tvachim tall. Chaloin shal gaba, and on top of that, some neighbor of this Ashba opens up his or her window, and instead of having a little trash bin inside the kitchen, every time they have some bones or some refuse, they just throw it out the window in Zorkin Lom B'Shabbos, and they throw it directly on top of the Ashba. How are they allowed to do that? Because since the Ashba is 10 Tvachim tall, so above the Ashba is a Mokim Ptur. We're also assuming that it was 4x4, so therefore it's a Shusi Yochid. On top of that, it would be a Mokim Ptur or a Shusi Yochid. And the person who holds on a Shusi Yochid, where he happens to be, and he's throwing in the Mokim Ptur on top, obviously it's higher than the Ashba because it's the Chaloin is Al Gaba, so the whole Zrika was in this Mokim Ptur, therefore Mutaloch, Mutaloch, Mutaloch. Wait, 1 second. Why don't I say that maybe they're going to remove the whole Ashba, or for that matter, half of the Ashba, and it's not going to be 10 Tvachim any longer. It's only going to be 9 Tvachim or 8 Tvachim. And if I'm going to be Zorik from Rishus HaYochin into Rishus HaRabim, I'll tell you the difference. Because the first Ashba was a private Ashba, says Rabbi Shemetin, not a Ashba. But here we're talking about Ashba Rishus HaRabim. Ashba Rishus HaRabim, I don't have to worry. Al-Mashani bin Ashba Darabim, the Ashba the Yochid. As you remember, we had in the Gemara a couple of days ago that famous saying of Chazal that Kedeira de Beishitfi loy kariri veloy chamimi. If you have a joint pot that's owned by two chefs, it will never get hot, it will never get cold, because chef number one says chef number two is going to take care of it, chef number two says chef number one is going to take care of it, and the cholent will not be cooked. They will forget to put in the sugar and the spice and everything nice, or the salt and the pepper, because everybody relies on the other guy. So the Ashba Darabim, nothing's going to happen. Ashba D'Yochid, I got to be concerned. Hachanami, Shani Ben Rachba D'Rabim, Rachba D'Yochid. If it's a Rachba D'Rabim, I don't have to worry about that the homekeepers are going to say, I want to expand my house. Because the next door neighbor says, I don't want you to expand, because if you're going to expand, you're going to encroach on my property, and you're going to be able to see what I'm doing. Stay away, I don't want it. So when you're talking about multiple landowners, until they're going to expand their properties and limit their achba, that will probably never happen. However, if it's a yachid, he'll do whatever he wants. Okay, this is what Rebbe said in that particular movoy, tzad echad liyam, tzad echad liashba, liomah lihetav liisr. Rabbanan, my, what about the other contemporary Rabbanim that lived at the times of Rebbe? What did they say? Rav Yosef bar Avdimi, Tana, v'chom oisim, v'chom taka asr, for the very reasons that we gave, because I'm concerned that the Ashba will be removed, and the Yam wall will succumb to the forces of nature, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore we're not going to have walls, asr. Rav Nachman, halakha de v'chom, we taka pasr, v'chom, that it's asr. Ikriyamid is another version which comes out basically the same. Then Omer of Yosef Bar Avdimi, Tanav Chum and Matirin. The Chum say it's mutter. Just the opposite of what we said before. Chum Oisim, Chum Matirin. But before we said Chum Oisim, Omer of Nachman, Allah Kidri Chachamim. Here, Omer of Nachman, Ein Allah Kidri Chachamim. Because it's not mutter, it's Taka Asur. So therefore, bottom line, both Lishonis, Rav Nachman says that it's Asur. In the first Lashon, he says, I support the Chacham that say that it's Asur. In the second Lashon, he says, we disagree with the Chacham when they say that it's Mutter, but in fact, it's Asur. Says the Gemara, Mereimer
Pasuk.
Sorry?
Shoot. The Rebbe and all the Chachamim are saying it's Mutter. How's Rav Nachman and Amora saying it's Asur?
My good friend, remember what did Rebbe say? Rebbe lay Omer by Heter, v'loy Omer by Isser. He didn't want to give an Isser because he said they're two walls. But he didn't want to go and say that's Heter because he said that maybe the Ashba will be removed and maybe the Yam Shir Toim will remove the sea wall. So therefore, the Rebbe was not willing to go and utter a final, firm opinion. Says Reb Nachman, based on Rebbe, we got to be machmir. If Rebbe was not willing to give a heter, and we're talking about sveikis and carrying on Shabbos, where if there are no walls, it becomes a reshus harabim diaraisa, then I got to be machmir. So even though the Chacham, according to the second lashon, were mekel, I'm going to follow Rebbe and I'm going to be machmir. Says Imam Mareim Apostik Lola Surah B'Uzli. We had a problem in Surah. What was the problem in Surah? Rashi says that much of Surah bordered on the river or on the sea, and they had the benefit of sea walls. But sea walls can fall apart, they can go and dissolve, they can go down. And therefore, Mareimer, what did he do? In addition to the sea walls, he added a whole bunch of netting so that if and when the sea wall came falling down, the netting would act as a secondary default fence that would remain as a second wall. If you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines from the bottom, the Rashi begins on the line, Leis Lesura Be'uzli, at 10 lines from the bottom of the Omer, says Rashi, Hayam Hoyasamach Lesura. Sura was apparently a seaport, it was on the side of the sea. Me'acharel, from the back. Barashim Mavois Mefulash Aliyam, so all the Mavois would end at the Yam. Voyimareimer Oyser Rishosois Umachmoiros, and he means he made some sort of netting, like fences, lechonim of voice, v'loi rotze lismoichal mechitzas hayam, he was afraid that the yam might fall. Om Hashem yal hayam sirtoim. Umetaltin nam of voice kim leikar. People continue carrying, because they'll say, if it was good enough for Rabbi Smith, it's good enough for me. But they don't realize that when Rabbi Smith said it was okay, there was a seawall. The seawall has now collapsed. We got to make this new netting to replace the seawall. Okay. Many of you will remember years ago at the Jewish Center, you had Rabbi J.J. Schachter was the rabbi. And after he became rabbi, one of the functions of the rabbi every Friday night was to announce that the Erev is up and you're allowed to go and carry. At that time, this was before the more recent innovation by the Machon Haroah on the west side, people relied on what was called the Manhattan Erev, an Erev around the whole Manhattan. So, halachically, it's a very, very questionable Erev, but we're not going to go into that. But the point is that one of the bases of the Heter was that there's a seawall around Manhattan, because Manhattan is an island. It's a very large island, but it's an island. And you have a seawall around it. So Rabbi J.J. Schachter told me that he went in a boat around the island of Manhattan on the Hudson River, and presumably the East River, and he saw that in many, many places the seawall, in fact, had gone down. We didn't have the benefit of the seawall. The water and the walking area of Manhattan, the surface of Manhattan, was the same level. You didn't have a seawall that was coming up, acting as a wall, and therefore we were missing it. And so therefore he commissioned someone to go and build lots and lots of Tzuras of Pesach, a room in a room, Manhattan. Hundreds if not thousands of feet of poles with on top of it with a wire. So you have a Tzuras of Pesach, what people normally think of as an Erev, around many, many parts of Manhattan where the seawall had already dissolved or gone down, and you didn't have the benefit of the seawall around the whole city, around the whole borough. Anyway, continuing on. Mavi Okum to have a Besura. There was a Mavi Okum. Oh, now we're getting back to Baruch Hashem, the Mavi Okum situation. Remember, what's the Mavi Okum? Mavi Okum means it's like the shape of an L that you're trying to get from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Rabim, and you can. The problem is that you can't go straight. At the end of your mavi, you're going to have to make a right or a left to get to the Rishus Rabim. So what's the din by mavi okum? So remember, we had a machlokes in the Gemara between Rab and Shmuel exactly how you deal with a mavi okum. And the Gemara said that according to Rav, what you have to do is in the where you enter into the mavi, you have to have a lechi or kair. That's both sides of the Rishus Rabim. When you enter into the mavi, you have to have a lechi or kair. In the Mokum Akmimus, that's where you have the bend, you have the curve, said Rav, you have to go and put up a Tzuras HaPesach. And according to Shmuel, either you put up nothing, or you put up a lechi. That was a machloikis in the Rashi, as you remember we had yesterday. Okay, so says the Gemara, Mavi Okum Dehav Besura. There was such a Mavi Okum. And what did they do in the Mokum Akmimus, instead of putting up a Tzuras HaPesach like Rav? instead of putting up a lechi, like one of the two opinions of Rashi, like Shmuel, korach budya. What's a budya? Budya means a machzeles, which is a rug. They took the rug and they rolled it up. Just like if you have carpets at home or rugs at home, from time to time you want to clean them out, you take the carpet and you roll it up and you move it out of the way. So here too, they took this machzeles, this rug, and they rolled it up and they put it standing up vertically as if it was a makeshift lech. So if you mara an usime bebek mitnis, and they put that at the mokamak mimas, meaning where the mavoi bends from to the right or to the left. Umar Rav Chizkiya said, I don't know what you've accomplished. Ho leik Rav or leik Shmuel. This lechari doesn't help either leik Rav or leik Shmuel, because Rav the Yemetei Lasekim Mefulash, Rav that says that a mavi okum has a status like a mavi mefulash, then Turis a Pesach boy, you have to put up a full Turis a Pesach, which means two poles and a wire on top or a kite on top. You can't just put up this funny little budja. And the Shmuel the Yemetei Lasekim Asav, Hani Mila Lechem Yali, you got to put a proper lechi. Sounds like the second shot of the Rashi back on the Vova Miralef. It's not, you can't just leave it empty, you have to have a lechim aliyah. Rashi over here says the second shot. Anyway, Ayin Shom, Hani mi lechim aliyah, a real proper lechi. Aval hai kimen de noshe beizika b'shodilei. This budja, where you have just gone and folded up your mat and stood it up vertically, all you need is a little bit of a draft or a wind. Guess what? The whole thing is going to come tumbling down, and therefore it's going to be goodish for like lomo. So what have you accomplished? However, if you were to go and take a nail and go and nail it into the wall after you've folded it up nicely and stood it up, and then you go and nail it in, then that would work. In other words, there is no magic to a lechi. It doesn't have to be made out of metal or plastic or wood. It could even be a folded up machzeles, but it's got to stand in one place and not just plots every time there's a draft. So if you put a piece of, take a nail and nail it into the ekmimus, into that corner of the bend, that would work just like a regular lechi. It wouldn't work like Rav, but it would work at least according to Shmuel. Guf Amar Yom Baraba Amar Rav Movi Shenifritz B'Miluay LeChotzer. The nifritz chotzer keneg the chotzer muteris and mavi aser. Now this is the halacha of Rav that we had on the Amud Beis Zayin Amud Beis, with which we were occupied at the beginning of the shir, the stira or the inconsistency, I should say, between Rav Yehuda on Zayin Amud Aleph and Rav on the Amud Beis. Aha. So what did Rav say over here? Rav said you have a movi shenifritz b'miluy lechotzer. The movi ends into a chotzer, and then the chotzer opens up into the shisaram. After that, the chotzer is mutter. You're allowed to carry in the chotzer. You're now allowed to carry in the movi. Omle Rabba bar Ula le Rabbi Barabaya Rebbe loy mishne senehizu. Rav, I don't understand what your chiddush is. Isn't this a befeidish mishnah which we're going to have in Mir Tashem later in our mesechta? What does it say in the Mishnah? Chotzer ktana shenifritz l'gdoila, gdoila muteres uktana asura, m'nei shehi kepischa shel gdoila. You have a chotzer ktana that opens up into a chotzer gdoila. It's almost like the picture that we have again on Zion Amud Aleph in the bottom. Instead of a mavoi opening up into a rachba, you have a soda ktana, a chotzer ktana, opening up into a chotzer gdoila. So from the chotzer ktana's perspective, it's totally nifratz b'miluai. It opens up. I don't have any petzimen right or left. I don't see anything. However, vis-a-vis the chotzer gedoyla does have petzimen. In other words, if I'm standing in the chotzer gedoyla and I look into the chotzer ktana, I see that there are walls to the right of the chotzer ktana, to the left of the chotzer ktana, and I just have a pesach in between. In other words, identical to the case that we were talking about, vis-a-vis the rochba and the chotzer. So what does it say in the Mishnah? This Mishnah, by the way, we're going to have in Mir Tashem tomorrow on the Amud Beis. Or at least the Gemara is going to quote from this Mishnah tomorrow on the Amud Beis. It's a Mishnah later on in the Masechta. So what does it say? You have a small chotzer, opens up into the big chotzer. The Gedoyla Muteris, you're allowed to carry within the Gedoyla, the big chotzer, because that chotzer has walls from all sides, including the wall that goes from the chotzer Gedoyla to the chotzer Ktana. It has the Gifufi on both sides and has a Pesach. It's a regular wall. It's mutter. Uktana Surah, the cotton, however, the small one is asur, because on the wall where it entered into the Chatz Gedoyla, there are no walls. It's just an opening. So it's just like a pirtz of Nishi Kepischa Shegdoyla. And therefore the Chatzir is Aser. So that being the case, says the Gemara, that's identical in the fact pattern to the case of the Mavoi. Just like we say Mavoi Shenifetz Remiluay LeChatzir, the Mavoi is a narrow Mavoi entering into this larger Chatzir. What's then the Chatzir is Mutter, the Mavoi is Asur. The Chatzir Mutter is, that's like the Chatzir Gedoyla. The Mavi, which is Aser, is like the Chatzir Ketana, which entered into this Chatzir Gedoyla. The Chatzir Gedoyla is Mutter. The Mavi Ketana is Aser. The Chatzir is Mutter. The Mavi is Aser. Frek Timara, what's Rav's Chiddush? That's the halach of that Mishnah. Says Yimah Amalek, Imi Asim Abba Min, if we just have that Mishnah, we think Hanemili Hechadoi Kondorsi Barabim. That's because there is no major traffic from Chatzir Ketana to Chatzir Gedoyla, Chatzir Gedoyla, Chatzir Ketana. Because these are chatzedus of the people that live around the courtyard. Avleich the kadosi barav, in our case by the mavoi, where people are traveling constantly from Rishus Rabin, mavoi, chotzer, Rishus Rabin, this is a major road of access that people are traveling back and forth all the time. I would think even the chotzer requires something additional to have a shitufin, not a shitufin of voice, but you'd have to have a tzuras, a pesach, there in the opening to the chotzer, because the chotzer is being devastated by the foot traffic, and therefore you shouldn't be able to go and carry in the chotzer. Kamash malon, chotzer muteres. So there's not no chiddush vis-a-vis the mavui, but there's a chiddush vis-a-vis the chotzer. Pray tomorrow. Oh, you're talking about the chotzer is a chiddush, but now it's a nida. This we also learned in a braisa. If you have constant traffic going through a chotzer, it's a shusarabim l'tumah for purposes of tumah, whether sofik tumah b'shusarabim is tohar or not. We learn it from soita. It hasn't been shusarabim because everybody's going back and forth, and therefore a sofik tumah would be tohar because it's not a secluded area like a soita. However, the Gabi Shabbos is a shusayakir. Shusayachin means it's self-contained and you'll be able to go and carry. L'choyre, that's what it means. It's a shusayachin to be able to carry. Ah, so you see that even though there's a lot of foot traffic, it's mutter. So again, what's the chiddush of Rav? Rav says the chiddush is, heicha the kadorsi, but Ravim, I would think that the chotzer is awesome. It's not true. We have plenty of people, Ravim nechnasim love from this side and that side. It's considered to be a private reshus. And you don't need anything more. So the Choyra, Rav's halacha is no chidush. One halacha we learn from the Mishnah later on by Chotzik Tana, and the other halacha we learn from this Braisa, the Chotzik Sharam Nechnasala. Says he what? Imi Asum, if it would only be from that Braisa, Abamina, Hanimili Zeshaloi Keneged Zeh. That's talking about when the Chotzik that people are going in and out of, Rishus Rabim, people going from here, from there, that's talking about that the two openings are zeh shaloi keneged zeh. In other words, the opening to the chotzer and the opening on the other side of the chotzer going into the shusarabim, they're not directly parallel or corresponding to one another. Ah, that's the din that we're saying, hanimid zeh shaloi keneged zeh, that's why shusi yochid is mutter. Ah, but zeh keneged zeh, if it's mamish zeh keneged zeh, parallel to each other, hey maloi, I would think no. Because anybody going through that chotzer ignores the fact that it's a chotzer. He says, this is the way I go every single day to shul or to school or to my office. This is the way I always go. I go straight through. No to the right, no to the left. I go straight to shusarabim, chotzer, shusarab. So I would think it would be awesome. That's why Rav have to say, Zalacha, by the case of the Mavoi entering into this chotzer. Princess, so you're telling me that the case of the Mavoi and the chotzer is zeh keneged zeh. Rabbi said, you forgot what we learned about a half an hour ago. Ul Rabbi the Omer Zeh Keneged Zeh Asur, Rabbi remember made a limitation. And he said, the only time that it's Mutter if it's Zeh, Shaloi Keneged Zeh. But if it's Zeh Keneged Zeh, it's Asur because it looks like a Mavi Mefulash. And if you have to put a Turis, a Pesach, or a Delis, is Hod Rabbi my Mukila. What is Rav talking about? If he's talking about Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh, Al Korcho, that's what Rab is saying. If he's saying that it's mutter, it's only by Zesh, like in a Gezeh. Sitarti Lamali. Why does Rab have to say it? Why do we have to have in the Braisa? In other words, the teretz that we gave on the Amud Aleph, that why can't we rely on the Braisa? Because the Braisa is talking about Zesh, like in a Gezeh. Rav is also talking about Zesh, like in a Gezeh. So, Tarti Lamali, again, what is Rav adding to our knowledge of the Braisa? Everyone in the Hosam of the Minahani Mili Lizrite. What does he mean by that? On the Omer Aleph it says that this chotzer is Rishusi Yochid Legabi Shabbos. Now, Rishusi Yochid Shabbos, we thought that means, oh, that means it's totally mutter. It's Rishusi Yochid, you can carry, you can go, and you can come, and you can carry. One second, no. Maybe it's not telling us the kula that you're allowed to carry, but rather it's telling us a chumrah. What's the chumrah? That if a person is standing in Rishusi Rabbin, and he's playing ball on Shabbos, and he throws the ball, and it lands in the chotzer. Uh-oh, you are moitzi mereshus lereshus, from Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid. No good. You're over nisa d'araisa, you're moitzi mereshus lereshus. Aha. However, to go and say that you can go and carry in this Rishus Yochid, maybe not. Rashi says maybe the chum would be gozer because of the fact that it looks like, it smells like, it acts like a Rishus Rabbim. Constantly people are woven through it from all sides. So I would think the chum would say it does not have a din of Rishus Yochid letaltel to be able to carry. Kamash Malon comes to tell us, no, you can carry after all. I know that Rabbi say until now it's been fairly challenging. The good news is that the next case is somewhat, if you will, you might say humorous, and it's a little bit easier. What's the case? So if you want itmar, movi osi kinadl, a movi that has the shape of a nadl. What's a nadl? A nadl is a centipede. What's a centipede? A centipede is one of those low crawling critters that has 100 feet. That's why it's called centa, from the Russian of cent, which means 100 like century, and pede like pedestrian, it walks with 100 feet. Aha. Now, it doesn't have to have 100 feet. A very convenient picture is we have here in the Gemara on the Amud Beis, the top right-hand side, and that's where you see the Movi down the middle. That's, it says here, it's the Movi Godoil. And then off to the side, you have these mini Movis, three to the right and three to the left. And that's what the Gemara means, a nadl, that you have one long Movi and these smaller Movis adjoining two into that big Movi. Now the question is, where do you have to put what? So, it's a double poshet that to the entranceway of the big mavli, as well as where the smaller mavlis hit the Rishus Rabim to the right and to the left, you're going to have a lechi or koira every place. The question is, from the big mavli into the small mavli, into the legs of the centipede, do you need anything there? And the Gemara is going to tell us, ultimately, L'choira, this is just a fancy, schmancy, movui okum case. Because in each case, if I want to go from Rishus Rabban at the top to the Rishus Rabban on the right or to the left, I just got to make a right turn or a left turn into one of these smaller movies, and then I drive out into Rishus Rabban. So that's the movui okum that we had earlier, that we just spoke about. So if you want to itma. Movi osi kenadl. You have a movi that's shaped like a centipede, meaning all these mini movis coming off the central movi. Omer Rabbi, oisitur is a pesach legodol, v'hanach kulu mishteru belechi v'koyer. At the opening of the initial big movi, make a tzuras a pesach, your two poles and a wire on top, v'hanach kulu, and all the rest of them, just make a lechi v'koyer as they enter into or leave the Rishus Rabban. Just the lechi v'koyer. And therefore, in the Mokum HaKmimus, meaning where the Movi Godoy hits the Movi Katan, zero, gunished. It's only Rava. Rava says, I don't understand what you're telling me about. L'chor Yisrael Kiman Kishmul, the Omer K'terasi Kisosim, meaning that this Movi Kenadl is really a Movi Okum, and a Movi Okum, Shmuel said, the Loch is like a Sosum, and therefore you don't need anything, or maximum you need a Lechi, going from the big mavli into the small mavli. So, lomalei tirus pesach. Why do you need a tirus pesach at the outset, out of the opening? Anytime you're talking about a mavli sasum, you only need a lechi or a koira. what is this Tzuras of Pesach? The Oid, Hohahu, Mavi Okum, the Hav Ben Erdo, this famous case of the Mavi Okum and Erdo, which we learned about on Shabbos and spoke about yesterday, back on Daf Vov, the Chosh Lola Rav, and they were concerned both like Rav and like Shmuel, and if you remember, they even required the Losois, because he could took the Chumr de Rav and the Chumr de Shmuel. That was the whole Gemara yesterday. How can you go and follow two Chumrith? You have Ksil Bachoyshe Choylech. But the point is that in the Mokim HaKmimus, you need something. Ela Marava Oysa Tzuris HaPesach L'Kulu L'Haigisa V'Yidachkisa Mishter B'Lachi V'Kayra. Says Rava, I respectfully disagree with Rav. Rather, at the opening of the top Movi and the openings of all the Movis on the side, when I say opening, where they go into or out of Rishus HaRabim, everywhere you put a Lechi B'Kayra, like your normal Movi Sosum. However, because I'm concerned that the Movi Okim has a status like a Movi Mefulash, in the Mokim of the Akmimus, which means every one of the connections between the Movi Gadol into the Movi Katan, each one of them make a Tzuras HaPesach. So looking at this picture over here, it's very, very small lettering, but if you look carefully, it appears that both at the very top, as well as the three on the right and the three on the left, you have small little lechis sticking out from the side wall as you're entering from the Rishus HaRabim. You see the lechi, small little lechis. However, when you're going from the Mavi Gadol into the Mavi Katan, there you see what appears to be a long, either long word, looks like Tzuras HaPesach, or that is a picture of a Tzuras HaPesach. Because in the Mokim HaKmimus, Mimus means we are going from one big Mavi into the smaller Mavi, so you're making a turn or a curve. In that bend, you have to put up a Tzuras HaPesach. The Idach Kuf Gisa, meaning all the other sides, from the outside to the Shusra, Mishra B'lechi V'Kayr. But Toysis points out that in the case of the Mavi Okim Nerdo, we said that we're Machmir like Rav and like Shmuel, and we didn't suffice with the Tzuras of Pesach. We had to even put in the Delis. So Toysis addresses that at the second Toysis on the right. Okay, now we have an interesting set of Mandi Amrim. We're going to have now three or four separate Rav Kahanas. Omer of Kahana Bar Tachlifa, Mishmei to Rav Kahana Bar Minyumi, Mishmei to Rav Kahana Bar Malkiyoi. So Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa send the name of Kahana Bar Minyumi, who send the name of Rav Kahana Bar Malkiyoi, and Rav Kahana Bar Malkiyoi send Mishmei to Rav. Now here it says Kahana Rabbe to Rav. However, the Bach changes that, and he says Mishmei to Rav Kahana Rabba, in the name of the famous great Rav Kahana. So this is now number four, right? Rav Kahana Bar Techlifa says the name of Rav Kahana Bar Minyumi, who says the name of Rav Kahana Bar Malkiyoi, who's saying the name of Rav Kahana Rabba. The Amrila, but there's a third version, that number three and number four are merged, that Rav Kahana Bar Malkiyoi, Hainu Rav Kahana Rabba. So we have either three or four Rav Kahanas. What did they say? The Movi should see the Echad Orach, but see the Echad Kotzer, Pachas me arba amis me niyeches akoyda ba lachsoy. Arba amis me niyeches akoyda ele keneged akotzer. What does this mean? So we have very convenient pictures here in the Rashi in the left-hand margin. Look towards the bottom of the Rashi's on the left. You see a Movi. You see on the right-hand side, the Movi wall is longer than the Movi wall to the left. I want to be able to go and carry within this Movi. I want to put up a koyra. Where do I put the koyra? If the length of the right wall is less than four amas longer than the left wall, which means they're more or less the same length, it's not even four amas, then you can go and put a koyra balach sign at an angle. However, the next picture, what happens if the left wall is much longer than the right wall? It's longer than four amos. Then you can't put an alach sign anymore. What you have to do is put your koira parallel to the short wall and let it go to the longer wall in the middle, and you won't be able to carry in that last part because the last part is sticking out from the muffin. So that's quite simple in terms of graphically understanding what the Gemara is about. So yeah, Zok the Gemara, One wall is longer than the other. If it's pachas mi'arba amis, if the additional length is less than arba amis, menichas akari balachsein. Then you just put it at an angle, like we saw in the picture. Arba amis, but if it's longer than arba amis, ain't menichas akari ela keneged akotzer. You have to go and put the koyde keneged akotzer, and nafkimina will be able to go and carry in that additional piece sticking out beyond the shorter wall. Says Rav, in all cases, you don't do an alachsoin, it's got to be keneged akotzer. Says Rav, I will explain to you my reasoning, and I'll explain to you the reasoning of the three Rav Malkiyois, or four Rav Malkiyois. The purpose of a koira is to go, and people should go and see that there is a koira there, and they realize that this is a mavli. The alachsan lehav heker, when it's not directly overhead, your normal entrance way with a koira on top, it's at this diagonal, it's much more difficult to able to understand what's going on, and you lose the benefit of your heker, therefore no good. And that's the reason why I say in all cases make your normal, regular koira, and that everybody knows traditionally what that means, a lechi or a koira, and that's great. Many more time to do it, I'll explain to you their reasoning. Their reasoning is koira mishum mai mishum mechitza. Balachsan amyam mechitza, as far as they're concerned, mechitza means that you have a virtual wall coming down, so it's not a virtual wall which is normal, regular vertical wall, it's at an angle, okay? But at an angle also you have a wall coming down. So it's exactly the same, and that's why it's fine. Now we have a new Rav Kahana comes on the scene. Rav Kahana, hoyl ushmeitzit de kahanehi, since this original halacha that we're talking about started off with the three or four Rav Kahanes, ema b'milza. So I, Rav Kahana, I also want to throw in my own pshat over here. That hodi amis menicha koyr balachsay, according to the three Rav Malkiyos, three or four Rav Kahanes, that said that you can put the koyr balachsayin when it's less than four amos longer, the long wall over the short wall, that's tafka, that when you look at your lachsoin, it's not more than 10 amos long. Everybody would agree, like Rabbi Yevdu, can I get a katze? What does Igmar mean? Remember back in the first Mishnah, we said if the opening of the mavoi is more than 10 amos, then you might. You have to go and make it smaller. Here the opening of the mavoi was less than 10 amos. But the problem is, because of the fact that one wall was longer, one wall was shorter, if I put up a diagonal, everybody knows that if you have a right triangle, then the hypotenuse is going to be 1.4 the size of the sides, right? Because a squared plus b squared equals c squared, and if it's going to be 1.4. So therefore, if I'm starting off that the regular entranceway is 10, by lachsan it might be 14. Depending, of course, the size of the angle of the hypotenuse. But the point is, even though the Pesach HaMavoi really is less than 10, but we look upon the Koira on top as being now the new entranceway to this Mavoi, even though it's at the side, therefore that's going to dictate if it's going to be more than 10. No good balachsan, you have to make, like Rava said, parallel with the short wall. Iboilahu. Now this Iboilahu doesn't go back on the previous Gemara. This is a general halacha legabi tachas akoyin. If you remember, we spoke about this back on Daf Beis Daf Gimel. What's the status? Can you go and carry under the koyin? Right? You have your normal mavoi. You put your koyin on top. The koyin is at least one tefach wide. It might be much more, but at least one tefach. Can I carry under that koyin itself or not? It's a machlokes. Rav Rebchi Rav Yochanan Amram Mutal Shtamish Tachas Akoyim. Shmu Rabbi Shmar Rabbi Shmar Lakish Amram Also Shtamish Tachas Akoyim. What's the reason? The Gemara is going to give now three, four reasons. Number one, the Marasav Akoyim Mishum Heker. Who Marasav Akoyim Mishum Machitza. Marasav means the first group of Malyamim hold the Koyim Mishum Heker. If I'm standing underneath the Koyra and I look up, I see the Koyra. So therefore, there's a Heker. So you can carry underneath the Koyra. The other man, the Yomah, says Koyra Mishum Machitza, and he holds a P Chitzoin Yoyed V'soy. Actually, P Panimi Yoyed V'soy. Same. It's only the side of the Koyra towards the mavui, which comes down as a virtual wall. That virtual wall only starts after the korah ends into the mavui, so you can carry underneath the korah. So that's the machlokes. So malai, to call the alma korah mishum hekar. Could be everybody agrees mishum hekar. Who has to have the hekar? Is it the bnei mavui have to see the hekar, or is the bnei rishus rabim have to see the hekar? If you're talking vis-a-vis the bnei mavui, what do they see? They see the part of the koira which is adjacent to them, which is the koira in the heck in the mavui. So you can't carry underneath the mavui because they don't see the other part of the koira. They only see that koira which looks at them when they look at it. Mashenkin, if you're looking from the Rosh Hashanah side, then you see the entire koira. Oh, so then you'd be able to carry from underneath the koira and further on. So the question is the hecker for the inhabitant inside or the people outside. Everybody holds Mishum Chitza. The imaginary virtual wall that comes down, does it come down from the Chudei HaPnimi? If it's Chudei HaPnimi, then you cannot carry underneath the koira, because underneath the koira you don't have the benefit of that virtual wall. Or do you hold that it's Chudei HaChitza? Chudei HaChitza means the edge that goes into the Rishus HaRabim. That's where the koira ends, and that's where the wall comes down. So that even underneath the koira, you can go and carry. Everybody agrees that by the lechi that it's aser. Now the Gemara uses the expression bein lechayim, and Rashi quickly tells us that that is lechayra a misnomer, because we never have two lechis. You have either a lechi or a koira, but you don't have two lechis. What's this bein lechayim? So Rashi says it really means parallel to the lechi. And l'chayayim is referring to all cases b'chol mesechlis eiravin, where you put up a lechi, you're not allowed to go and carry parallel to the lechi, you got to go beyond the lechi into the shusra. So even though there happens to be a machlok as the gabi koira, but in the lechi area itself, everybody agrees that it's awesome. Boi minei rami b'chom, it starts a brand new inyan, so we'll stop here at Rav Boisai. Any questions on today's daf? Hearing none, and Yetshim back to reality, 8:05 in Yetshim tomorrow morning. We're going to continue.
Thank you.
My pleasure. At some point, we have to discuss the fact that Thursday and Friday are both Rish Chodesh, and so therefore we should probably start the shiur perhaps 10 or 15 minutes later, so that I'm assuming people are going to say a hallel full-throated and full-stomached with a ganze fervor, like a hallel should be said, especially during these Corona days. The Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has given us Toiras Chaim, that we're able to continue living and thriving and surviving. So we're all going to want to say hallel with full fervor, which is going to take an extra couple of minutes. So maybe we should start perhaps at 8:20 on both days. We'll talk about that further as we get closer. In the meantime, everybody have a wonderful, beautiful day. Zag Yibench and Zag Yizach.
Well, welcome Barry back. He was from Maryland.
Oh, welcome back to Barry.